The views and opinions expressed on this show are those of the sponsor, Christina Leavenworth with Levin Rinke Realty.
Radio Pensacola. It's the Pensacola Expert Panel. Thank you so much for joining us this morning. My name is Jake Walker. Joining me in the studio is Christina Leavenworth of the Leavenworth team at Levin Rinke Realty. Just Google best realtors in Pensacola and save her phone number to your speed dial. Christina, what's that phone number real quick?
850-378-1260. You can call us anytime. If you call, a team member will always answer. If you want us to come out and let you know what your home is worth, we could probably be out there today. That happened yesterday. Someone called and she's like, I want to sell my house. I looked at the schedule. I was like, can we go in an hour? She was like, yeah, I'm there. Let's do this.
Nice. Yeah.
So it's perfect.
Why wait? Get it over with.
Absolutely.
Get this going. I love how when you ran in this morning when it was just downpour, torrential out there, you were like, well, it was fine until it wasn't.
Exactly.
That's
exactly.
Florida. Yeah.
Totally Florida.
Yeah.
We had a lot to do today, so we're just going to have to bring out the umbrellas and the rain jackets and get it done.
Mm-hmm. How does weather affect home sales? Does it affect us in this area?
Well, if you have an open house planned and then you have torrential downpour, it's not going to be well attended. Let's just be honest.
Right.
However, sometimes if it's super sunny out, you can have a great open house, or you have a terrible one because everyone wanted to go to the beach.
So
it's one of those things you just don't know. But when it's nice and sunny out, people want to be out and about looking at houses.
So when you have these open houses, is it just potential home buyers showing up, or do you actually get other brokers?
Not often with other brokers. We do something called a broker's open for that.
Okay.
We invite just brokers. We give them charcuterie. We give them wine. Mm-hmm. And we ask them to fill out feedback sheets so we can provide that to the seller, saying, here is what 20 different agents in the area said about your home. Also, we hope that they will then say, hey, I have a buyer for this. When they're in there and they see it, they go, oh, my gosh, this would be perfect for my friend Susie.
Right.
So we do that often. Open houses are great because people that, you know, nosy neighbors, yes, they do come in, but the algorithms of Zillow and all those different websites, when you have a lot going on, they go ding, 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 we're going to put you at the top. So this is something we do often. And yes, it's great to get a buyer walking in, but we just want more internet exposure for you more than anything.
Now that's very valuable to have a team like yours working for you. Let's talk about your team real quick. It's not just you. You've got a whole bunch of people behind you helping you
orchestrate
all this.
I have the best agents in Pensacola working with me. And it's so great because their hearts are just as big as mine. Mm-hmm. We truly care about the people more than we care about getting a sale. We tell people all the time, maybe it's not your time to sell. And they're highly educated. They're all full-time agents, no part-time agents here. This is how they provide for their families. So they are here learning as much as they can. They are real estate nerds like me. Mm-hmm. We have, you know, a group message where we're constantly just dropping like new articles we've read and everything. And I love that vibe. And we support each other all the time. And the great thing about that is if you're working with just one agent and that agent happens to be sick or going on vacation, you're dependent upon one human being where things happen. When there's a team, we have an infrastructure where if that home hit the market and the agent you're working with is sick or out of town or showing properties to someone else can jump in. Or there was supposed to be an open house and one person got a flat, again, human things.
Right.
We're able to overcome a lot of that because we have depth to the team. Does that make sense?
Oh, totally. Yeah. Totally. And it's so important when you make a phone call, especially when it's something as important as selling or buying a home, you want somebody to pick up the phone right then.
100%. And our sign number rings to all of us. And we tell our sellers this all the time. If somebody's calling that number, it's not going to just ring and ring. Somebody will answer it and be able to hopefully convert that buyer and get that door opened and show your home. Mm-hmm.
And right now, you can actually talk to Christina live on the air. 437-1620 is our number. Call or text the show. If you have any questions, comments, if you want to talk to Christina, let us know. 437-1620, and we will get those questions answered right here live on the air. News Radio Pensacola. It's a Pensacola Expert Panel. Speaking of learning things, I know you guys never stop researching and learning and you know, finding new ways to do what you do. But you were talking a little bit on the break about something you learned that was really cool.
Yes.
Recently. What
so,
was that?
Florida's CFO, Jimmy Patronis, recently came out and said that he feels like the tide is finally starting to turn on these crazy insurance prices.
Oh, thank goodness.
He said that an insurance company has applied to lower rates, and he thinks this is the first of many companies starting to do so. And I've seen this personally. I was on a girls' trip this weekend talking with a friend, and she has a newer home, and she was getting quotes of $8,000 to $9,000 a year for insurance.
Oh my gosh.
She finally found a deal at $6,000, and I told her, I'm like, you're paying way too much.
Right.
She's like, no, I swear I've had dozens of agents shop it out. I called a few of the people I work with, and we now have her a policy for $2,500 a year. Wow. That is significant.
Wow.
So recently I reached out to a bunch of people I know being like, hey, if you have insurance, I get nothing from this other than helping you right. and hoping that you pass my name along to somebody one day or you use me whenever you buy or sell. Just letting them know this. And some of the older homes, they can't do much. We had an older home where she said her insurance was $7,200. The guy I work with was able to get it to $6,500.
Well,
still, I mean, that's $700.
Yeah, exactly.
So, you know, I take it. So definitely talk to us about that. Another thing I listen to a lot of podcasts, and what's so interesting is if you look at a decade's growth of home prices, typically over a decade, they look from like 1990 to 2000, 2000 to 2010, even with all the turmoil, they go up around 40 to 45%. You look 2010 to 2020, same thing. So 2020 to 2024, we're already at 47%, which is really interesting. And hearing that number was crazy interesting. Just hearing, you know, we've had unprecedented appreciation. People are sitting on more equity than ever. So if we do have a market correction, I want people to remember that. Again, normally what took a decade to do was done in 4 years. So there might be some correction there, maybe not, or it might stay steady. But I thought that was an interesting statistic for sure.
About that, we're getting a lot of storm updates and a lot of traffic updates. But if you have a question for Christina, let us know. 437-1620. It's the Pensacola Expert Panel. Speaking of all this with the insurance, this kind of brings up in my mind, when I think about your team and what you guys do, it's not just buying and selling homes. You guys are involved in insurance. You're involved in, we talk about, you know, loans and buying down loans and the financing of homes. You're heavily involved in that, even though, like you said, you don't really get anything from that. That's just part of what you
do.
No,
we want to be your person for life. Mm. Like, that is our deal. Like, we are your home advisor. Like, you have a financial advisor, you have an attorney. We want to be your home advisor on speed dial. And often I have people being like, hey, do you have a good pool guy? Do you have a good landscaper? Mm. And we can't wait to say, absolutely, yes, right. we do. Because we know that they're going to help them out. We had an elderly lady who was getting ripped off recently, and her niece came in just to kind of help her with things. Mm-hmm. And we were like, let us step in here. Let us help. Mm-hmm. Like, our people won't screw her over because they won't screw us over.
Right.
And just the quote she was getting was insane. So being able to help there, like, I hate that for someone. That's so not, it's terrible
right.
to do that. So for us to be able to come in and say, no, we know where this should be. We see it enough. I know what a painting, I know the range. Mm-hmm. I know the range in insurance by looking at your house because we do enough of them. If you're looking at homes, like, that's something we can see and go, all right, we think it's going to be, you know, your home's probably going to be $3,000 to $4,000 a year. Or you're getting a newer home, it'll be even less, that sort of thing, for sure. Another thing, you know, a lady reached out the other day, and she is about 6 months from buying a home. And I was so happy she reached out early because we can help. She was like, what do I need to do? How much do I need to save? Giving us time is the biggest thing to be able to do the things we need to do. So that's a huge thing. So whether you want to buy or sell, reach out to us early so you're not in a rush and you're able to make smart decisions, really knowing the entire process.
And you make smarter decisions when you're informed and when you don't feel rushed or pressured.
Absolutely. Yes. It's an emotional process. It's where you're going to live. It like attacks the core, you know,
right.
where you're going to sleep at night, where you're going to raise your kids, and emotions can get high. So it's best to start looking at things and talking about things before emotions get high.
Right. Speaking of emotions, we'll go ahead and talk about this. You guys are divorce real estate experts. Let's talk about that for people who don't know what divorce real estate is.
Yeah, it's weird. Whenever I tell people, they go, "That's a thing." So we specialize in this. We have enhanced training. We're certified divorce real estate experts, and it takes a different level of training as far as how to handle high conflict situations. We have a total non-biased, neutral approach. We're not here hearing the stories. We say, listen, you know, we're here in the best interest of the home. We're going to get it sold, and we can provide two agents to be able to help you. So that way, one spouse is dealing with one agent, the other is dealing with another. Right. Because I have a team, I can do that. 95% of real estate agents involved in a real estate transaction either fail or quit. They quit because it just gets to be too much drama and they don't want to do it, or they're friends with one of them, or they get fired because one spouse thinks they're taking sides. So it takes a very unique approach. So we do that as well as probate. With those things, you definitely need someone who's experienced in that. Definitely. To be able to have the experience and, you know, tact to get through that. Right.
437-1620 if you have a question for Christina. If you have any traffic updates or weather updates, try our traffic tip line. That's 2626111. If you have any of those, and those will go right into our traffic area in the newsroom there, and they can bring that update to you. We've got train tracks malfunctioning, lights malfunctioning, we got trees down. It's crazy.
So I feel bad talking about real estate.
Well, no, I mean, this is part of it. This is part of living here. You know, we have to deal with this. And, you know, if you're out and about looking at homes today, call Christina Leavenworth, the Leavenworth team at Levin Rinke Realty. And if you have any questions right now, 437-1620.
The crazier the better. Send them on in. Homes are still selling. Mm-hmm. I don't think the market is going to drop. It's not going to fall out. People are sitting on way too much equity to do so.
Right.
You need to have a realtor who is creative with marketing and doing all the things they need to do to get your home seen by as many people as possible.
Let's talk about that marketing process, because I'm sure a lot of people know, you know, mom and thems, and they got aunts and uncles that might dabble in selling a home maybe once or twice a year. And they probably just go to Facebook and they post a picture of it, you know, from standing from the curb, and it's kind of, the lighting is a little off. That is their marketing pitch. So what is your marketing strategy usually? I know it probably varies from home to home, but you have an extensive marketing approach.
Yeah, we use the best real estate photographer in the region. And this doesn't cost a seller anything. You're not paying for any of this. We pay for this. We only get paid if you sell your house. So that is our big thing. Your home, we're going to help it make look like $1 million with staging and all. But that photographer, many people go, I want to buy my house. It looks so good.
Is that my house?
So that's huge, as well as understanding the algorithms of the different websites and how to draw more people to see it. I use a special service called Listing Showcase. I'm the only agent in the area that has it. It's with Zillow. We pay a lot of money to have it. I can't do it on every listing. They give me one listing a month to do it, and it makes it look totally different. And Zillow says it gets way more views if it happens. I really don't know if that's true or not, but it looks pretty cool. So that's one thing we do. We do tons of social media posting on the properties. Mm-hmm. And then we go old school. We call agents in the marketplace and say, hey, have you heard about this home? You showed another home just like ours and your buyer didn't move forward. This home is similar. Is your buyer still looking? Mm-hmm. We do a lot of that, where you go old school. We do the open houses. We do brokers opens. We put on the tour of homes in the area where all the brokers come on through, and you have 20 or 25 come on through for that. The list goes on and on. But we email our database of 40,000 people, telling them about your property being on the market. Gosh. So we do a ton. And, you know, it's not fun to not sell houses. I tell sellers, that's like my favorite line. Like, it's not fun for them and it's not fun for me.
Right.
And even though we'll probably become friends along the way, I'm here to sell your house.
Right.
Or, you know, if you're buying a house, I'm here to help you buy a house. Like, I'm here to do a job. And, you know, we're here to do that. And we take that very seriously.
Speaking of that, what made you want to do this? Because I know you haven't always been in this line of
work.
Yeah.
So, true story, I was pregnant and on the news, and it was 2016. And I just always I was that person. I love looking at houses, and I wanted the power to open the keys. I was like, let me do this. It's going to be a part-time thing. I have interest in houses, and never thought that this would be like a career. I didn't know what real estate entailed. I didn't know it could be such a multifaceted business where you can nerd out and go deeper and deeper, and all those skills from being a journalist translate incredibly well. As you know, we're super deadline-oriented. Like, you do it now.
Right.
Like, someone yesterday needed quotes. As I'm in this driveway, I'm connecting him with all the people he needs. It's not like, oh, yeah, I'll get to that. And you're like, hey, following up.
Yeah.
We just have that personality where we just get it done. So then, you know, family things happen and all, you know, and I was realizing that maybe my time in TV was coming to an end. But I had to make money and I had to pay bills.
Yeah.
So I was like, this real estate thing has to work. And I went all in and fell absolutely in love with it.
Yes.
Helping families and getting to know them and realizing that, you know, again, there's marketing involved. There's accounting. There's so many business levels. Mm-hmm. And that's really fun for me. Mm-hmm. Whenever I do a personality test, it's always like, Christina needs a lot of things she's juggling to be happy.
Mm-hmm.
And real estate is the perfect thing. You're dealing with repair guys. You're dealing with social media. You're coming to talk on a radio show.
You would have been good like in The Bear, like as the expediter or whatever, the person handling the tickets and calling everything. You would be that person. You'd
the
be
mayor?
Like, I need the what do they call that? The person that stands there, takes the tickets and says, you do this now. I need this on four. I need this. And you're just like, just making it all happen in that hectic environment. You know, some people like me, sometimes when I get in a hectic environment like that, I shut down. Like I freeze up, you know,
I thrive. I get like hyper focused. Like the more I'm juggling, the better versus like, if it's just one thing, it's like, okay, like where's the other ball?
Right.
So for me, I've learned that I need to keep the plate spinning.
Yes.
And I like it. And I know all people are different. But that being said, if you're a client and you need us to slow down, we can adapt. We're chameleons. You're not going to get like, I will give you whatever you need. If you say you need this, we're going to go at your speed. We're going to match your personality while still being able to do our secret sauce. So don't be intimidated thinking I'm going to come in like the Tasmanian devil.
Right.
We're going to meet you where you're at and help you.
In the closing process, usually how long does that take? How long do you have? Because I know a lot of people, when they look up in the attic, they go, wow, we've been here for 15 years. How did we get this much stuff accumulated?
Oh, man.
You've got to move all that stuff out. What is the normal time period for that?
So
does
normally,
it depend?
So once your home goes under contract, normally it's 30 to 45 days. Mm. However, just recently we had a 2.5-week close, and it was that situation where a family had been there for a while, but they were motivated and they go, okay, we can get it done. We're going to get it done. Wow. And they made it happen. Other times we have military families that tell me I can't move until August 1st.
Right.
However, we like getting their home on the market sooner than later. And I have my reasonings for that and I explain it to them. And we put it in the listing. They can't close until August 1st. And usually we find people that can accommodate. It works for them too. They go, okay, great. We have some time here to move slowly.
Right.
So we do that often. And the reason I like getting it on the market sooner than later is just in case something happens. If we have an appraisal that doesn't come in great, or if the buyer backs out for some reason, we have time to get it back on the market and sold. And that happened recently for a family in Navarre, the Hurlburt family. We had a contract and the buyer canceled due to cold feet and a whole bunch of other things, you know, kind of close to closing. We got it back on the market and actually got more money, and they were able to close in time.
Nice.
And because we planned that way, it worked out. If we would have just done a normal, like, hey, we're going to do this like it's a normal move and you're doing this, then we would have been screwed. Mm. Instead, we were able to save it. And everyone was happy.
Wow. How many calls do you get from people from other states going, hey, I'm moving. I'm coming in. Find me a house.
So a lot of times it's agents in other states. Because agents in other states will say, hey, like a lot of times they Google us. And they go, hey, I have someone moving from Atlanta. Will you be able to help them? Mm. And someone moving from New York. We'll get that. And that's honestly a great handoff.
Yeah.
Because then they can tell us everything and we get it all set up. We get a lot of internet leads from people from other states. So it's not exactly a call. So they'll come in through the internet.
Okay.
It's often. It's a lot. I mean, right. We still have people moving here. And a lot of it is they have a tie here. Maybe they went to flight school here. Mm-hmm. They have family here.
Right.
That's a big one. Some are like throwing a pin at a dart at a map. Some are still doing that. But I find that that's a little bit less. But there's some people that go all across the coast of Florida, and they stop in each beach community, and then they narrow it down. And I'm like, that sounds like such a fun journey to do.
Oh, yes.
Like, definitely. Take a year and figure out where you want to live in Florida.
I know. When I met my wife, there was only one place. She had been to Portofino with her family, so
oh,
she
nice.
Was like, I want this place.
Nice.
And I've been to a lot of the coastal cities, and wow, I got it. Yeah, this is the best.
No, I agree with you as well. Sometimes it really takes people going up and down the coast to figure that out. Yeah. Also, find me on YouTube. So I'm trying to do more with YouTube, all about like highlighting Pensacola communities for people sitting in Ohio when it's cold, looking at 9 p.m. on a Friday night with their spouse. They're like, let's get wild and watch videos about Florida, and trying to give them tips as far as what neighborhoods, breaking down what is Gulf Breeze proper versus, you know, the other part of Gulf Breeze. What is Cordova Park? Explaining what school choice is. So follow me. It's called Move to Pensacola.
Sweet.
That's the page. I have like a Christine Leavenworth one too. Follow either one. They'll be all on all of them.
Had a text in here from a listener. Do you do just property sales with no homes?
Oh, land? Yeah, all the time. We do land all the time.
Sweet.
And we can do commercial. We can do all of it.
Nice.
We can do all of it.
Very nice. Google the best realtors in Pensacola.
Christine Leavenworth. Okay. Yeah. So the website is Best Realtors in Pensacola.
Yeah.
Some people pay to get it at the top when you Google it. But if you Google Christine Leavenworth, we're really easy to find. You'll find our Google page. We have well over 200 five-star reviews, which we're really proud of having.
Definitely. So what can we expect this season? Is it going to be another multiple offer situation? People driving around, scooping up these homes?
It's all about pricing it right. It really is. When we price things right, we start to get multiple offers. We do see that. And if the house is in great condition, if the home is not in great condition and it's overpriced, it sits.
Right.
So that's what we're seeing. I do believe, you know, we're in that springtime season. Once we get to about mid-June, we see it taper off a little bit. People really want to be in place for the new school year. And they kind of want to move in that first part of it. And then it slows down a little bit, and then it picks up again come, you know, once kids go back to school. However, the real estate world is crazy. We never know. If interest rates drop a point, then all of a sudden it's going to be a feeding frenzy again. So, you know, I learned a long time ago to not predict. Just, you know, do the best you can with what you have and market the home as much as you can. And if a buyer wants to buy, find them the best value for them. And I find that that usually works out.
The staging process is really important too, because some people spend big money on staging their home. What is your approach to that?
So it depends on what we're doing. When we have home flippers, sometimes we will actually bring in furniture with a stager. However, most people, we help them stage with what they have. We come in and we tell them we need everything off the countertops, all magnets off the fridge. Really, all we want there that you can see is furniture. You might be able to have a few tasteful pieces of art, but let's get, you know, the kids' drawings off the walls, things like that. Not a lot of knickknacks out. And the reasoning is so the new buyers can see themselves in that home. And it also makes your home look bigger. And we work with you on that. We give you a checklist. And then we come in before photos. And if you forgot anything, we get in there and help you. We also have, someone mentioned it the other day, and they're like, are you going to bring the magic quilt? I was like, of course I'm going to bring the magic quilt.
Oh, you've talked about this
and
before.
It is just a white quilt. And they had friends over, and they were all getting giddy about this $25 Amazon quilt. And they're like, can we keep it? And I should have given that to him as a closing gift now that I'm thinking about it. I will need to send one to their new house. But yeah, this. So I bring in a quilt. We also bring in some shower curtains. We bring in some little things just to make it look nice and clean. So it's just a nice white shower curtain, white quilt. We have some nice throw pillows. We do things like that just to help out. And we usually will move their stuff around, or if they have a real busy rug, we'll say, let's go ahead and pull the rug up. We have that eye.
Let's get rid of that rug. And they're like, but I love that rug. But hey, you got to sell the home. Christine Leavenworth, thank you so much for being here this morning. Best Realtors in Pensacola. Check them out. Thank you so much for being here.
Thank you.